Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this evening's message is a portion of the gospel lesson where we hear these words. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard John and then followed him. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. These are the words of our text. Following our Lord's baptism, he would come near the Jordan River from time to time. And one day, John, looking up as he was baptizing the individuals in the River Jordan, saw Jesus. And he said to the crowd, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And two people standing there heard John's word and went after Jesus and followed him. What did they expect to see? What did they expect to find? Maybe there was some curiosity about what John was saying when he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." After all, Jesus, I'm sure, did not look anything like a lamb or a sheep standing there, but a man. And what would prompt him to say those words? But notice what John points to. He doesn't say, "Behold Jesus of Nazareth, the one who's going to cure the lame, raise the dead, give sight to the blind, give hearing to the deaf," or do a whole list of whatever anybody in that group congregated by the Jordan River thought that Jesus ought to be doing for them. He says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Two of those people followed Jesus and they said, "Teacher, where are you going?" And Jesus simply says, "Come and see." John doesn't communicate with us what it was that he saw that day. But one of them is Andrew, and the other is John, the author of this gospel. And they follow Jesus. And perhaps they heard him teaching. Whatever it was, it convinced them that this man, Jesus, was the Christ, was the Messiah. And we're told that Andrew went and found his brother and told him, "We have found the Messiah," that is, the Christ, Jesus of Nazareth. Where would Christianity be if Andrew had not told his brother that they had found the Savior, the Christ, Jesus of Nazareth? What would have happened if Andrew simply kept that knowledge to himself? There would have been, perhaps, no St. Peter. There would perhaps not have been the confession, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." There perhaps would not have been the denial on Monday, Thursday evening. There perhaps would not have been an awful lot of things. And most certainly, Simon Peter would not have come to know Jesus Christ, his Savior, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And it's quite probable that Simon Peter could have died faithless instead of coming along with his brother to meet Jesus, to see for himself. Peter simply says, or Andrew rather, simply says, we have found the Messiah, the Savior, Jesus Christ. Come and see. Later on, another disciple will say to someone else, we have found the Savior, the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth. Well, can anything good come out of Nazareth? And the response of the disciple is simply, come and see. Come and see. But come and see what? Come and see a lavish facility? Come and see oodles of programs to meet your supposed needs? Come and see a great speaker? Come and see a miracle worker? No. Come and see the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And what do people in America, what do people in Wisconsin, what do people in Wisconsin Rapids, and what do people in Kellner want people to see? We should want them to see the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, shouldn't we? Because the bottom line is that nothing else really matters, does it? Jesus comes into this world to take away our sin, your sin, and my sin. And anything else that happens is purely added blessing. He doesn't come into this world to give us an abundance of material wealth. He doesn't even come into this world to offer us job security or health or anything else that we enjoy by His grace. He comes primarily to take away your sin and my sin. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away your sin. The message we need to take from here is, we haven't found a magnificent facility. We haven't even found a great preacher or a miracle worker, but we have found the one who takes away our sin and offers us everlasting life. Because that's the bottom line. That's what's important. And the question then remains, who is there yet that we know that needs to see the Savior, the Lamb of God, who takes away their sin? And our Lord tells us what to say. Simply, we have found the Savior. Come and see. There are lots of people here who should be filling these pews tonight and tomorrow, shouldn't there? But they're not here for whatever reason. Maybe they don't like the preacher. Maybe the sermon's too long, or the service is too long, or they don't like the other people who gather here. Is that the bottom line? That's what's important. The cross and the one who dies upon the cross and who tonight offers his body and his blood to remind you that he came into this world to take away your sin and to give you forgiveness and everlasting life. Why aren't they here? Why don't they come? Why don't they want to come? Maybe Luther would say they need to check and see if they're breathing and if they're alive, because if they are, there's certainly no possibility that the devil couldn't possibly be tempting them, or the world tempting them, or their flesh tempting them to sin. And if so, then there is the great need to come and to hear the message of the Savior who saves us from our sin and from our world and from the devil himself. who buys us back with his body and his blood, given and shed on that cross, not simply for the sins of the world, but for your sins. John the Baptist could have easily said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away John's sin. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away Andrew's sin. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away every living individual in this world's sin." And oh, that there were more Andrews and Johns who would go out and say, "We have found the Christ. Come and see." Who knows what the church of tomorrow will be, simply because someone takes the time to say, "We have found the Savior, Jesus Christ. Come and see." Because it's not you and it's not me who bring people to faith. It's God Himself. It's His Holy Spirit. God simply relies upon you and I to bring them to see. Not simply to see in technical ways or extraordinary ways, but in the simple ways of a life that's lived in faith, in trust, in confidence that the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, takes away my sin, and it makes a difference in my life and how I live that life. One of those who followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which means the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. There's one other time when we hear about Andrew. Some Greeks come, and they want to see Jesus. And Andrew takes them to see Jesus. But by and far the greatest is that he found first his brother and told him, "We have found Jesus," and took him to him. Who would God like you to take to see him, to see Jesus, so that they too might know their Savior and live in that forgiveness and salvation? Will you go? Will you bring them to Jesus as Andrew did? I pray that the Holy Spirit moves you with the zeal that Andrew had to go and find them and bring them to him for their salvation.